Welcome to this edition of Back to Basics with Pastor Brian Broderson.
Access to His grace and the confidence of future glory comes to us through our Lord Jesus Christ. Comes to us through a person whose compassion is unfathomable. His compassion is unfathomable, His understanding is unsearchable, and His love is immeasurable.
Today on Back to Basics, Pastor Brian is continuing his study in the book of Romans. Join us as Pastor Brian begins in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, in a message titled, The Blessings of Justification. Now, here's Pastor Brian.
And here's how I want you to picture God's grace. I want you to picture it like the Pacific Ocean. We are standing in an ocean of grace. Now, would you walk down to the water's edge, and for one moment, would you stand there and think, you know, I don't think there's enough water out there for me. You would never think that, right? That thought would never cross your mind. Because why? There's a vast ocean out before you. It's unlimited. That's how God's grace is. God's grace is unlimited. And we notice what Paul's saying here. We stand in it. I like this picture. There's two aspects to it, I think. But the first one is we just stand in God's grace. You know, you go stand out in the ocean, just go out about waist deep and just stand there, and you're going to find that you're just going to be, over and over again, you're going to be submerged in the waves. That's a picture of God's grace. Now, since this is true, how is it that we tend to think in our heads that God's run out of grace for us? But we do think that, don't we? We're tempted to think that quite often. So many Christian people who have been justified, who have peace with God, so many people live with the idea that God's grace has run out for them, or it's just about run out for them, or there's a very limited supply that is left. So many people live in condemnation and doubt of God's love for them. I had a lengthy conversation with a man yesterday. And I've had several conversations with him. And every time we talk, I listen to his story and I get blessed by his story. It's a wonderful testimony. But he's battled with sickness and stuff over the years. And at some point in his life, things have gotten a little bit murky. Sunday morning, I was trying to describe kind of what happened with Job, and I used the word fuzzy, and a girl afterwards was talking to me, and she said, you know, you said fuzzy, and she said, but I think murky is a better word. And I said, you're right. I wish you would have told me that before I gave the message. But I like that, murky. Murky, that is a meaningful word to me. But this is what happens. The love of God, the grace of God, it sort of gets murky because of, you know, things that happen in our lives. And so, you know, here's a man who loves God. Here's a man who knows the Lord. Here's a man who wants to do God's will and, you know, so forth. And yet, in the back of his mind, he's thinking, God must have given up on me. The grace must have run out because I failed so many times. And, you know, and I just said to him, I said, listen, the grace hasn't run out. There's an abundance of grace. It's right there. God loves you. You're fine. Just go forward. But the enemy wants to stop us. And if he can't stop us through, you know, getting us caught up in sin, then he's going to try to stop us by condemning us for our failures. You know, some people have different personalities, obviously. Some people are you know, not really analytical at all, and other people are, you know, more analytical, and some people are hyper analytical. And you know, the people who are hyper analytical, it's a personality thing, but they tend to just, you know, they're always looking at themselves critically, and they're always, you know, you can find faults with yourself. For some people, it's much easier than others. But, you know, you can find fault with yourself. And then you just, you know, the enemy comes along and he just starts beating you over the head with those things. But listen, there is an ocean of grace that you're standing in. And that grace is there to just keep washing over you. That's the picture that we need to get. That's what we need to understand. But notice what Paul says here, because it's important from the practical standpoint. He says that we have access by faith into this grace. So he's talking to believers. He's talking to people who have put their faith in Christ, were justified. And now he's talking about this unlimited supply of grace, but it's accessed by faith. You see, this is the thing that we've got to do. We have got to believe that it's there. That's what we've got to do. We've got to believe it. The enemy will try to persuade us that it's not there, or it's not available, or we can no longer have access to it, or whatever. I'll tell you honestly, this morning, as I was praying, and a couple things that I wasn't happy with myself about, and I wasn't happy with them because I thought, Lord, I don't think that was really pleasing to you or glorifying to you. And so, you know, I'm starting to just kind of share that with the Lord and kind of confess that. And right at the same time, there's this thought that, oh, come on, you know, you think it's that easy? You think you can just say, I'm sorry, and God's going to forgive you? I mean, come on. No, it's not that easy. And, you know, I'm starting to, this is kind of the warfare thing that goes on in your head, you know. And so I'm going along, and this little battle's going on, and all of a sudden, the Lord just said, what are you teaching on tonight? I'm teaching on an ocean of grace. And the Lord said, okay, just jump in it right now. It's okay. You know? And seriously, it freed me up, because I could see where the enemy wanted to just distract me with that. And, you know, because I wanted to go on and pray about tonight and, you know, all of that, but I was stuck. I was stuck wallowing in my own failure. And the Lord's just like, no, here's a way. Let's just wash all of that away and just get up and keep going and move forward in your prayer.
We'll return to Pastor Brian's message in just a moment. But first, we'd like to remind you that you can connect with Pastor Brian anytime through all forms of social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also visit our website, backtobasicsradio.com, where you can download a podcast of today's message or stream it for free. So take a moment and go to our website, and be sure to sign up for Pastor Brian's weekly devotional. Now, let's continue with today's message.
But this is the point. You have to appropriate it by faith. There's a point where you just have to accept it. You just have to believe it. You just have to say, okay, Lord, I'll take it. I'll take the grace. I believe that it's there. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's what he said. I got to believe it. If I don't believe it, doesn't mean it won't happen. It just means that I'll live in condemnation when I shouldn't. And that's what I think happens a lot of times. Remember the words of that great hymn, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilt and stains. That is the truth. There's an endless supply of grace. There's an ocean of grace. We're standing in it, and the waves are coming and we're being submerged in it. Just believe it. Just receive it. Just keep moving forward in the grace of God. You're standing in a sea of grace. That's what Paul says. But he says, in which we stand. This is how we stand. We stand in grace. If we don't stand in grace, we won't stand at all because we'll stumble and we'll fall. You know, one of the reasons why legalism, there's many reasons, but one of the reasons why legalism is so detrimental to us spiritually is because it gets us trusting in the flesh and not in the spirit. And sooner or later, we break down and fall down because we can't keep going in the flesh. Doesn't work. But God supplies us with grace to keep us standing. This is how I stand. I stand firm by the grace of God, that supply of grace that just keeps coming to me over and over again. It keeps me standing. And so, access by faith into this grace in which we stand. It enables us to continue to stand. But then Paul says, thirdly, we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Now, the glory of God is a reference. It's Paul's way of really referring to what we would commonly call heaven. The glory of God is that place. It's the glorified state that we're moving toward. And so Paul says, having been justified by faith, this is what we have. We have peace with God. We have reconciliation, communion, harmony. We have this unlimited supply of grace that's keeping us standing. We're standing in it. And we rejoice. We have a heart filled with joy. In other words, we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We're going to heaven. We're going to be glorified. One day, we're going to be with the Lord. It's inevitable. It's a reality. It's inescapable. It's going to happen. You ever think about that? Do we realize that? You know, we talk about heaven and we teach about heaven and, you know, but we're actually going to go to heaven. We're actually going to meet the Lord. It's going to happen. There's no escaping it. You know, that is both it's a wonderful thought, but it's a sobering thought too, isn't it? It's really a sobering thought in a lot of ways. Wow, you know, I'm going to stand before the Lord. It's going to happen. It's inescapable. But having been justified by faith freely through the grace that is in Christ Jesus, well, I'm not fearing that moment. I'm not dreading that moment. I'm not looking at that moment as an appointment with judgment, but I'm rejoicing in hope of the glory of God. Our hearts are filled with joy. We're going to heaven. We're going to meet the Lord. We're going to be with Him. We're going to enter into that state of glory that we read about in different places in the Scripture. We're going to be like Jesus, for we're going to see Him as He is. He's going to take these contemptible bodies and He's going to fashion them like unto His glorious body. And of course, multitudes upon multitudes have already gone before us. When we read the Bible, everybody we're reading about in the Bible is already gone. They're there. They're in glory. And that's where we're heading. And so Paul says that these are the blessings of justification. We rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And here's the thing. The word hope does not mean what we normally think it to mean. Because in our usage of hope, there is an element of uncertainty, isn't there? When we use the word hope, generally, we're using it in a way where there's an element of uncertainty. Well, I hope it happens. Yeah, well, you know, I hope so. Are you going to heaven? Well, you know, I sure hope I am. That's not the way the Bible uses it. That's not the meaning of the word hope in the Bible. It's the opposite of that. Where there's an element of uncertainty in our usage of it, in the biblical usage of it, it's a word that's certain. So you could just tack on the certain hope if you wanted to. Or you could just tack on or just replace the word hope with the certainty. We're rejoicing in the certainty of the glory of God. We can rejoice because we know we're going to heaven. We know we're going to be glorified. Now, for some people, they say, wow, that's prideful. You think you're going to heaven? I mean, you're that confident? That's really presumptuous. That's really arrogant. Well, no, it's not. It would be presumptuous, it would be arrogant if I thought that I was going to heaven because I'm such a wonderful person, because I'm better than somebody else or something like that. That would certainly be presumption. But that's not the basis of my confidence in the future glory, is it? The basis of our confidence is Jesus and what he did. And we've been justified by faith and we've had his righteousness imputed to us. So we have absolute certainty that we're going to heaven. Why? Because Christ is going to take us there. Because we're in him and he's there. And where he is, we're going to be. And it's going to happen because of him, not because of us. So there's no presumption there. There's no arrogance there. It's just the fact that when you trust Christ, that's what he does. He takes you to heaven. And so we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And notice, finally, as we wrap things up, all of this, as Paul states here, is through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's through our Lord Jesus Christ, this peace with God that we have, this unlimited supply of grace that has been made available to us and in which we stand, this confidence in heaven, the future glory, it's all ours through our Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to emphasize this. It's ours through Christ. It's not ours through, you know, our connecting with the power of an impersonal force. A lot of people, that's their idea today. You know, they're going to, whatever their version of glorification is, you know, glory's going to come as I tap into this force, this spiritual force in the universe, as I tap into it, as I get familiar with it, as I learn how to utilize it, it's going to bring me glory, ultimately. That's what some people think. But it's not that. It's not based on metaphysical laws. For other people, you know, it's finding the right, you know, system. There are techniques. There are metaphysical laws, and you've got to understand them, and you've got to conform yourself to them. And as you do that, then you will have that, you know, hope of glory. No. Peace with God, access to his grace, and the confidence of future glory comes to us through our Lord Jesus Christ. Comes to us through a person whose compassion is unfathomable. His compassion is unfathomable, his understanding is unsearchable, and his love is immeasurable. You see, that's where it's coming to us from. It's not a disconnect. It's a connection with God, a person. You know, that's the wonderful thing. Again, and it takes us back to the point that I was making earlier. It takes us back to the experience. And isn't it a wonderful thing to know that when your life is beaten down? Or, you know, take, for example, the little girl that we saw on the screen tonight in that video. And she's representative of multitudes of young girls out there. But take, for example, a life like that, beaten down to that extent and bound up in so many bad things to that extent. Now take a person like that and say, okay, now, honey, let's just try to get you connected with this force. Or no, honey, you know, you've got to take these principles and you've got to work these into your life and that'll eventually make you better. I mean, for me, that would be an extra incentive to just end it all. If you thought that, you know, that was the only hope. But what's the reality? The reality is there's a person. There's a person. His name is Jesus. And he comes with compassion that is unfathomable. His compassion is so deep that he looks at a little soul like that and he's doubled over with compassion. And his understanding is unsearchable, and he knows what's going on in that little confused head and that little confused heart. He understands all of that stuff. And his love is immeasurable. So he sweeps that little girl up into his arms and he saves her. And he changes her. That's what we've got. That's what we're talking about. That's what the message is that we have to share with the world. Having been justified by faith freely, just simply believing what God has done. And as we do that, the blessings begin to flow. Peace with God, reconciliation, communion, fellowship, harmony, an endless supply of grace, all the grace you need, all the grace you'll ever need. Just keeps coming, just keeps flowing. As long as we're right there just saying, Lord, pour it on me, there it is. And it's causing us to stand. And we have this confidence. One day, it's all gonna lead to glory. We're gonna be with this Lord. We're gonna be with him in his kingdom forever. And it's not, I hope we're gonna be there. I might get there if I keep working real hard. Well, you know, if those folks are praying for me after I'm gone, I might eventually, you know, squeak in at some point. No, it's none of that. It's confidence. Because Jesus did it. Because he paved the way. He paid the way. And because we're in him, and that's where he is, that's where we'll be. That's for certain. That's the promise. So, now Paul's going to carry on here. And as we move on next time, he's going to continue to share with us the blessings that we have, having been justified. But the next one will kind of throw us for a little loop for a minute, because it doesn't seem like it's part of the blessing. But we'll find as we look at it, that it actually is. Tribulations, trials, and difficulties are actually part of the blessing, and we'll save that for next time.
For the month of November, Back to Basics Radio is offering the story of David and Goliath, a children's book and audio CD by the late Pastor Chuck Smith, the founder of the Calvary Chapel movement. It's never too early to start reading to your children timeless Bible stories taught by Chuck Smith. Listen and read along as Pastor Chuck unfolds the story of David and Goliath and allows kids to discover how God used David to defeat a big, scary giant named Goliath. See why David trusted the Lord with all his heart and won the battle for Israel, though the circumstances seemed impossible. Now you can use this book and CD to teach your children the godly lessons on how to trust in the Lord and to be used by Him. Imprint God's Word on their little hearts as you read and listen to this story over and over again. we encourage you to call us right now at 1-800-733-6443 or visit us online at backtobasicsradio.com to order this timeless Bible story as told by Pastor Chuck. For a donation of any size to Back to Basics, we will send you this month's book, David and Goliath. You'll find this book and all of our other resources waiting for you at backtobasicsradio.com or by calling our request line at 1-800-733-6443. That's 1-800-733-6443. Our desire is to encourage you in your daily walk with God. We'll return tomorrow with more valuable insights from Pastor Brian as we study together in the book of Romans. Back to Basics is the preaching and teaching ministry of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, California.